many of our members don't actually have that website. So we do invest in search engine optimization. Most businesses do nowadays. And what that helps us do is be a better visibility tool for those members as well. And many times for those folks, we are the primary search that comes up when you type in that business name.
The Hays Chamber has upgraded their business directory on their website. President and CEO Sarah Wassinger, along with Vice President of Membership Lee Purdy, stopped by to talk about that and more on this episode of the Post Podcast.
So on our directory tab, this is where you can find every business that's a chamber member. And we've gone in there and revised all of those category listings because we just wanted to make sure we were using the most up-to-date industry terminology. And we've also got some additional new category listings for our members. So some of those might include catering services, room spaces available for event rental, and faith-based organizations, and just so many more.
So we actually started this process back over a year ago, truth be told, and we were looking at our membership directory. So we use a program called Chamber Master, actually, to manage all of our chamber members that are businesses and organizations. And this tool essentially kind of feeds into our website directly. And we were just noticing that, we have a lot of businesses that can check a lot of lists on products and services that they offer. And we didn't feel at that point in time that we were doing as good of a job as what we could be doing, giving that visibility to our members. And so Rhonda kind of took the lead. That was her big project before she left. And staff really worked diligently to figure out, what categories might we be missing to where we have members that offer these services, but we're not really doing the best job showing that. So a lot of work went into kind of cleaning everything up. So all the membership categories now that you'll actually be able to look at when you apply as a chamber member or are a chamber member and just want to say, hey, it's been a while since I've gone in and looked at how our business is being represented through the chamber. There's a whole bunch of different options now. You can pick kind of a primary category as well as some other subcategories. That way, when people are searching you on the chamber's website, we do the best job possible kind of referring your business.
I love it. I'm actually clicking through as you're kind of describing it here. And yeah, it's a really clean interface. I love how it's set up. But also, I think about the amount of work it would have taken. Because you have how many members?
503, right?
Yes.
That's a lot
of... At least the new counter, yeah. So I'll let her count the beans.
But that is a lot of work. Just plugging away at that a little bit every day for a year. You're lucky you got it done that fast.
Well, so interestingly enough, we had a spreadsheet. Obviously, we love our spreadsheets at the chamber. Who doesn't? We were making sure that every member at least had one category listing. And then to the best of our abilities, from what we knew from our members, we also put them into other categories. So this is the kind of interactive part that's really important is now, because this work is done, we are asking our members to help us make sure that the work that we did is accurately reflecting who they are as a business or organization. So they can go into a tool called the Membership Information Center. They can log in and look at the category listings and see how they're being represented. And if they see any categories that maybe aren't checkmarked that they know they can fit that bill, we can either work with them directly over the phone to update that, or Lee and I are also in the middle of our membership visit season. So we can kind of talk to them about that process and make sure that they're listed in all the categories they wish to be.
Very cool. Yeah. And, it's going through this too. You've got a map, you've got links to their websites, a little section. Are you planning on fleshing out this? Because I imagine you're just getting launched and I'm looking at like the media and the news tabs. Is that kind of the plan to keep just building this as you're moving forward?
Absolutely. So Crystal has also been in the process, as well as our intern Peyton, who finished her internship with us in May, of adding logos for businesses as well. So their logo is represented whenever possible. And then also Google Maps. So you should be able to actually click into the membership directory. And if you're not sure where they're located, a Google Map should also populate so you can physically go to that business and know where you can find them.
Yeah, that's awesome. And especially, I think, for like travelers, right? Like you don't even know like what's here and how to get there. This is going to do both for you in one place.
Absolutely. We did want to share a few stats. Lee and I were actually doing some homework this morning because we were kind of curious what the numbers would share. Our membership and directory traffic on the Chamber's website for the month of May was 2,124 individual page viewers. Last year, that stat was 38,000. I think I had a typo in there. We'll go with over 38,000 for individual directory page views. So that's just a lot of traffic on there. We know that obviously our chamber office has a finite number of business hours for the day. But when our office closes at 5:30, our website is that next best tool so people can access 24/7 content. And our hope is that if we're not there to make that referral over the phone, in person, or you know, just however our customers are engaging with us, that that website becomes that next best tool to advocate for our businesses and our members.
Yeah. Because, yeah, for a lot of small businesses, and I think especially home-based businesses that might join up, they don't have the resources to do that full-fledged website. They might have a social media page or whatnot. But, yeah, having that landing page for them has got to be, that's worth the price of membership right there.
Well, you touch on an important topic. You know, many of our members don't actually have that website. So we do invest in search engine optimization. Most businesses do nowadays. And what that helps us do is be a better visibility tool for those members as well. And many times for those folks, we are the primary search that comes up when you type in that business name. And it'll tie directly back to their directory listing for the Chamber website. So it is definitely a very powerful tool. We think one of the most powerful ways that we work as a chamber is just that visibility for those members.
Yeah, absolutely. Now you're speaking my language, SEO work, right?
Yeah.
Like if you're not investing in that right now, you're behind the curve.
Yes.
It's and probably for those businesses too. I mean, just having that little bit of a bump, having something like the chamber as an organization linking back to your pages helps get them that attention on Google, which is so important for any business nowadays.
And, you know, I'll be speaking Lee's language too, but that consistency of, you know, meta searches and things of that nature, copying and pasting to make sure that what is directly reflected on their website, but also through their membership directory, that'll also help boost their visibility when people are seeking their information. So very important to have that.
Yeah. And that's the stuff that, you know, maybe you're not getting the click even necessarily the page view, but that's getting you on that front page of Google, which is just vital.
Yes.
Love
Google
it.
Really does almost run the world, let's be honest.
Yeah. It's getting there. And you know, and you throw some AI on top of that and we're all just kind of boned, right?
Let's just not go there. That scares me.
So what are they, for these businesses, if they're looking at this information, they need to check it, they maybe see an error, what's the process that you guys have in place?
So if you need help changing that at all, you can also do it on your own through your Member Information Center login. If you need assistance, that's what I'm here for. We're also going to be reviewing these during our membership visits, as Sarah touched on earlier. But, you know, it's just a good practice to get on every so often and just make sure that everything that you want listed on your directory listing is listed correctly. Just so that we're sharing the most up-to-date information with any potential customers for you. So,
and on that note too, Lee, we've been seeing a lot of our members have transitions, obviously, with workforce right now. There's a lot of people that are doing some lateral movements. This is a nice opportunity to make sure that all of your people working at your business are correctly reflected on your account.
Yes.
You know, and I wonder too, you know, going back to the news, the media and those auxiliary tabs, are the members then able to put that in themselves?
Absolutely.
Ah, cool.
So we actually have a feature that sometimes people forget about, but we have our news and announcements page on the website. And so if a member, for instance, has a press release that they would share with you at Hayes Post, they could also upload that press release onto our website. Essentially, there's a check and balance, so we would have a staff member approve that, and then once we approve that, it shows up. So that can live on our internal database for member-to-member communications, but also, of course, for anyone who just happens to visit HayesChamber.com.
Wow. Yeah, and that's another like super valuable service because that's going to provide all that bank linking for you and whatever you've got in the press release, and obviously the information itself, getting it out there to the community and beyond. Wow, this is cool.
Their hot deals are shown there too. So if you want to check out individual member hot deals, if they have them up there, when you click on that membership directory listing, that should show up automatically.
Fantastic. So just to clarify that, they can put them in themselves?
They can.
Wow. That's so cool.
Yep.
Because you guys have had some incredible deals on there for the over the years. I think this has been around, what, about 2 years now?
A couple years now, yes.
What a way to connect the community with some special deals. Love it. I do want to talk to or talk a little bit about, you know, we're talking about all these cool features. If you're not a member and want to get connected to this, what do you do?
All you have to do is call, stop by, or email the chamber, and I'd happily help you walk through the steps on how to get signed up. But if you go to that membership tab on the website and go down to become a member, fill out that online application, it's super easy.
Very cool.
And we would also share there are different levels of membership, so they can access those different levels on that same tab for the 2023 membership levels package.
Okay. Well, anything else we want to hit on this before we move over to what's going on this week?
We have new members that we would like to just officially welcome out there in the open, and I'm going to let Lee have that honor if you want to, Lee.
Yes. Okay. So we'd like to welcome Popeyes, LaMotto's Pizza, STEM Harvest, Kathy's Breads, Blue Light Body Arts, Grabby Law Office, Big E Meats, Triple A Equine Center, Reuters Rugrats Daycare, SkyWest Airlines, Kansas College of Osteopathic Medicine, Disabled American Veterans Chapter 18, IPI Financial Services, Simply LLC, and Professional Fire Equipment.
Very cool.
It's been a minute since we've shared with you who our new members are.
Yeah.
So.
Well, and I'm hearing some long-term established businesses and also I think some new businesses in there.
Absolutely. So if you've been paying attention to our events calendar, you may have seen that the 888 Equine Center did recently do a ribbon cutting here this spring. And so I know that Lee is busy scheduling some other opportunities for us to connect with these new members as well. So visit hayeschamber.com/events to see our events calendar. And you'll be able to kind of connect with us when those events are happening. And you talked about, you know, if people aren't a member, they can connect with us to become a member. Chamber chats, ribbon cuttings, all of those types of events are open to the public. So if you just want to get your feet a little wet and see what it's all about, we would welcome you to go to any of those events as your schedule permits and just come and connect with us.
Yeah, talk about another valuable service, right? Old school networking. Connect with the people that are, you know, in the know in the community. And so many of them are chamber members and are participants in this. I think how many ambassadors do you have now?
55.
55 ambassadors. These are the people that know what's going on in the community and can help you out if you make that connection.
Absolutely.
Very cool. Speaking of events, let's talk about what you got going on.
We have a few, as always. So tomorrow, actually, June 20th at 8 a.m., we are partnering with the Hayes Public Library for the Leadership Book Club. It's also in partnership with our Hayes Young Professionals. But the book is titled When Everyone Leads, the Toughest Challenges Are Seen and Solved. This is the second publication from the Kansas Leadership Center. We did have a session this last week. But if you missed it, that's okay, because this is the type of book that you can literally jump in at the second portion and you're not going to miss out on anything that happened week one. So if you don't have a copy of the book, we do have them available at the chamber office for $30, or Hayes Public Library also has them available to check out through them. And then June 21st, we have our Hayes Young Professionals are doing a special event that will start at 5:30 p.m., That'll be at the Paisley Pear Wine Bar Bistro and Market. They're calling it Dine and Unwind. So this is a great opportunity, if you've not been a part of the Hayes Young Professionals, to just go in and visit with some of their members, see how you can get involved, and learn about that group and what they've got going on.
I'd say, too, if you've just not been as involved as you wanted to, and you're curious if you're already a member how to get more involved, this event is also for you.
Absolutely.
Very cool.
And then June 22nd at 8:30, we'll have a ribbon cutting with Hayes Med. They're celebrating their inpatient rehabilitation unit. That'll, of course, be at Hayes Med. You'll want to go through entrance A through parking lot A. It will be the ground level floor for that. They will have signage because that is a little bit. So check the calendar for details on that. And then Friday, June 23rd, our last event for the week will be at 9 a.m. That'll be a chamber chat with KSN at the Welcome Center.
Very cool. They're coming out just to say hi?
Yeah.
Awesome.
And I believe Brandon Cooley is going to be kind of helping lead And that will be kind of his new role for those of you who may have been familiar. He used to work in the Welcome Center with us on the CVB side of things.
Well, that'll be awesome. Nice little homecoming for him.
Absolutely.
Very cool. Before we go, we also probably want to mention this. This is not this week. Next week, you've got your health, well...
Chamber Blue of Kansas.
Chamber, there you go.
Yeah. We are having a lunch and learn at noon, and that will be at the venue at Thirsty's. For those of you who may have heard about this program before, we're gearing up for the 2024 enrollment period. So this is a good opportunity to come and learn about how that association health plan works. And so lunch will be provided, but is $14 to eat. You're still welcome to come and get information if you're not able to eat lunch or have special dietary restrictions. Please let us know, and we'll try to accommodate your meal request.
Love that. Yeah, and as Lee, I think it was last week, maybe 2 weeks ago when we talked about this, you know, if you're interested, you need to be getting into these sessions and get the survey filled out. It doesn't lock you in. It doesn't mean you have to sign up. But if you're interested, you've got to be moving pretty quick here, right?
Correct. And we've got a lot of members who we've been talking to about this program throughout this past year that we'll be connecting with one-on-one, as well as re-engaging with those who have signed up for the plan. So we did actually have 11 members sign up for this for 2023. So we'll reconnect with them and make sure they understand what they'll need to do to stay in the program if that's their wish.
Awesome. Well, any other last thoughts before we go?
I'm just a happy belated Father's Day out there to all the fathers in the world. So thanks for what you guys do to keep the world going.